On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Fabian Fanboy, good morning to you. How's Hollywood today?
Good morning. It's a very nice day today, post-Independence Day.
Woo!
The Republic still stands. Freedom is hanging by a thread, but still exists, so that's something to celebrate.
By shiny orange thread, and so that was all that you got through that, all right?
Yeah. It's July 4th here. It's like Christmas Day here doesn't feel like much of a thing, but July 4th is definitely a thing. Like, the streets are kind of empty, and
they don't do July the 4th movies, do they? Really? Do they?
Well, there's one big one.
What's that one?
Forgetting?
What's that? No, yeah.
Independence Day.
All right. It's on July 4th, isn't it? Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Right, of course, yeah.
And,
That's coincidental.
Yeah, there's a famous musical called 1776 that's all about the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Kind of something of an antecedent to Hamilton in a lot of ways, actually.
And quite different to, in fact, Independence Day, the movie that we're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, both involve aliens.
Yeah.
But anyway, how are things with you?
It's been a challenging week, but here we are. It's Friday, and lots of interesting things. The year's progressing. We're right in the middle of the year. We're right here in the middle of the year.
Yeah.
You know,
halfway, aren't we?
We've experienced half of it, and there's still another half to go yet. And no one's even thought about 2019 ever once in their life.
Yeah.
That's one of those years. One of those.
That's scary.
One of those.
Yep.
Just kick to the curb years. You know.
Yeah. No one's made any glasses that say 2019.
Not yet. So what's going on movie-wise, anyway?
Big new Marvel movie out this week, so to speak, Ant-Man and the Wasp. And I really, really, really like this.
What
I like this more than Infinity War. I like this more than Black Panther. I thought this was just so much fun. It reminded me of an 80s sci-fi adventure directed by Joe Dante, who made films like Inner Space and Gremlins. And
you're talking about movies that formed you as a human being.
Yeah, Explorers is another great Joe Dante film. There was just something quite charming about this film. This is going to sound kind of weird, but there's a prop in this film that just has a large role to play, and that's something you don't see as much these days anymore, where an inanimate object sort of has a character presence in a film. And in this film, it's a building that gets shrunk down to the size of a carry-on suitcase, and everyone's chasing after it, and it's just kind of great when a prop can kind of make you smile when you see it, you know. I loved this film a lot. I think it's really funny, and it's exactly what I needed, frankly.
Did it is it a family movie? Could you take the kids?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it not too dramatic? Not too scary?
No, the scariest thing, some large ants.
It's pretty scary.
But they're friendly ants.
They've always got a job to do, ants.
And, yeah. And, yeah, no, this is a great film. Also out this week is the latest film by an amazing French director named François Ozon, who made a really well-regarded film called Swimming Pool a few years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And Eight Women, and he's kind of like arguably France's top filmmaker. And it's a film called Double Lover, and it's kind of a twisty thing. I haven't seen it yet, and I'm really looking forward to it, so that's out. And also Hotel Transylvania 3, which...
Yeah, your 8-year-old our house thought that was choice.
Well, the thing that I like about the Hotel Transylvania movies is that they're directed by Genndy Tartakovsky.
You just like saying that.
Russian genius who created that show Samurai Jack. And he also created Dexter's Laboratory, which was a very well-regarded cartoon. He's kind of an animation...
Cool style. It's cool
amazing
style.
Amazing guy. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And also out is a film called Mary Shelley, which is about the woman who wrote Frankenstein, or The Modern Prometheus, as the book is known. Played by Elle Fanning, I think. And there's been a few films made about Mary Shelley. Her boyfriend.
What's your favorite Frankenstein one? Just out of interest.
Favorite Frankenstein movie?
Yeah.
Probably The Ridge Bride of Frankenstein, which is a pretty amazing film.
Pretty cool.
James Whale back in the day. But I actually kind of have a soft spot for the Kenneth Branagh one that stars Robert De Niro.
That's actually my soft spot as well, actually. I think he does a good sort of loping, distressed monster.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently, Robert De Niro is such a method man that he had his body separated into 6 different parts to research that role.
And all sent to different parts of the set or different parts of the country.
Yeah, and then they rebuilt him. And so he knew what it was like to be constructed from...
Did they sew him together? Was that the...
I think so, yeah.
Wow, that's pretty committed.
They used electric eels in that film, which is kind of funny. Instead of lightning.
Tess has just said that doesn't sound true. Now, it's not really
like
the point, is it?
Well, I mean...
You know...
Like to have the...
You know, he got a surgeon to remove his head.
Yeah.
And they put him in a glass box.
The head was in like a decanter thing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, maybe then.
It's Robert De Niro. It's Robert De Niro. It's not like, you know, they're going
to
look after
there
him.
There are no lengths he will not go to for a role.
Any blowback after his cursing out Trump on the Tony Awards recently?
No.
Just a round of big ups, basically, eh?
Well, there has been a few op-eds, you know, there's this debate happening now about civility and a lot of people saying, hey, they lowered the bar, so we gotta fight them dirty like they're fighting us. And there's other people saying, no, we lose the moral high ground if we descend to their level. It's a tough one, you know. There is an argument for staying dignified, but shit. It's a shit fight, so you've got to get dirty, I guess.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You know, I'm with Rob Dinesh on that. All right. So anything else that's coming out?
Bobby D. No, that's it. That's everything.
All right. Well, I'm glad that you enjoyed Ant-Man and the Wasp. And the Wasp was an interesting. The Wasp as a new character, female character. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, she was in the last one a little bit, played by Evangeline Lilly, who is a lovely actress from Lost. She was in The Hobbit as well. Hey, can I just mention a TV thing?
Yeah, go on, sure.
There's a really amazing TV show starting in New Zealand on Monday night that I want to highly recommend called Sharp Objects.
Sharp Objects, which is
a miniseries. A miniseries based on a book by Gillian Flynn, who wrote Gone Girl.
Wow.
And this stars Amy Adams,
that's right.
Trisha
Clarkson. Yeah, cool.
And I interviewed her for it, and she's amazing. And I also spoke to Gillian Flynn. She's pretty impressive, too. And it's a miniseries about a journalist who goes to her small southern hometown to report on some child murders and then gets kind of mixed up in horrible family secrets, and it's just she's a really damaged person, this main character. She's a cutter. She's the most severe alcoholic in the history of television. She drives home sculling vodka from an Evian bottle. A lot of times when they show alcoholics in movies, there's something kind of comical about them, but with her, she's just maintaining, you know. She's brutal, and
so
I really liked it.
Solid, good, honest television.
Yeah, it's an 8-part miniseries, kind of this year's Big Little Lies in a lot of ways.
Big Call, love that so much. I love that so much last year.
Same, and that director, Jean-Marc Vallée, he's got an amazing ability to shoot stuff and show the interior of characters' heads, you know, like he uses editing.
Yeah.
He uses flashbacks in a way that is just quite impressionistic and lyrical, and you kind of really know what his characters are thinking.
He's pretty kick-ass on the lighting as well, actually.
Yeah, well, apparently what he does is that you'll notice a lot of his characters kind of shift in and out of focus and stuff, and it's because he likes to let a scene run. Like he'll light it as best as he can, but he'll say, go wherever you want, and the camera will follow you, and don't worry too much about hitting your mark. It's about feeling the reality of the moment. And it's a tricky technique because it can sometimes end up looking a bit crummy, but he just makes it work so well. And Patricia Clarkson is a magnificent actress, and she plays like almost a Tennessee Williams character here. She's like this Southern belle who's kind of got secrets, and she's kind of awful.
They've all got secrets of Southern belles.
In her own right.
They've all got secrets, they're all not to be
trusted.
Yeah,
they do.
Manipulative.
They do.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, so that starts on Sunday night, Monday night on Soho. So
awesome.
Check that out.
All right, Fabian, thank you very much. Have a wonderful week. We'll speak to you again this time next week. Have fun in Hollywood now.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.